17-year-old shooter that shot Ricky Parasol is now being charged. And then also we're going to go over to Chicago for the person that shot all of them people on the blue line. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let me see something really quickly, because I think that they had his picture up once at one point. Anyways, let's get into the story, y'all.
Those charges now are attempted murder with additional gun enhancements.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins laying out the charges against the 17-year-old suspect in the Ricky Pearsall case. The 49ers wide receiver shot in the chest Saturday in San Francisco's Union Square. I sat down with Jenkins in a one-on-one interview Tuesday night. She says in addition to the attempted murder charge, the suspect also faces assault with a semi-automatic weapon and second-degree attempted robbery charges.
Is attempted murder the strongest charge that you could have filed in this case?
Yes, it does appear to have been the most serious charge that was eligible based on these facts.
Monday, bullet holes could still be seen here, here, and here on the side of a building and in the area where Pearsall was shot in a scuffle during the attempted robbery. Tuesday, Jenkins was bold about holding the suspect and others in similar cases accountable.
I wanted to be clear that San Francisco is not a safe haven for criminal behavior. I know that there was a time period where people thought that lawlessness was something that we were going to tolerate. Those days are over.
But it is still unclear.
So you did tolerate the lawlessness. It's just not, you're not tolerating it no more. Got it.
Clear if Jenkins will try to prosecute the minor as an adult. In California, a DA wanting to do that must request a transfer hearing to an adult court, which requires a juvenile court judge's ruling. In 2022, Jenkins announced a new policy for 16 and 17-year-olds to be charged as adults in heinous crimes.
Do you look at this case as a heinous case?
The prior district attorney had a policy that he would never seek to try a juvenile as an adult. I came in saying, look, we have to put options on the table for certain types of crime. And so attempted murder is included in the type of crime that I have said this office will potentially consider for whether or not we think it's appropriate to seek to transfer a juvenile to adult court.
The suspect's first court appearance will happen Wednesday.
So basically a no. So in this case, it doesn't seem to be that they're going to charge him for a heinous crime. Let me go into her actual press conference and see if she can give any more details.
I am San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, and I am here to announce the charges in connection with the incident that occurred on August 31st, 2024 in Union Square with regard to victim Ricky Pearsall.
Because basically, he's going to get out in 6 months. Whenever his birthday is at 18, it don't matter what charges she put on it, because they can say, well, you know, we had charged him with attempted murder. And, you know, that's considered, you know, one of the toughest things that we can charge him for because he didn't actually kill Ricky Pearsall. But he's going to basically be out before his 19th birthday. So he's 17. He committed the crime. He doing grown man crime. And then now he's going to be able to get out of jail if they don't charge him with what they label as a heinous crime, get approval from the juvenile court, then be able to do it, and then force them to take a plea deal as a result. There's so much red tape over here in the United States of America. We spend so much money on nonsense. It seemed like we could streamline this process.
Before I get into the charges, I just first want to extend my thoughts and prayers.
Wait. We got all of these people in here? All of these thousands of people in here, and the likes are so anemic. Can we get the likes up, please? I appreciate it. I genuinely appreciate it when you get the likes.
With the victim and with his family and his teammates, who I know have been significantly traumatized by what happened. I also know that the San Francisco community has been traumatized. And now it's my job and my office's job to make sure that we have accountability in this case and that we move forward with ensuring that San Francisco has a level of public safety that doesn't contribute to these types of events happening in the future. We have now the following charges against the minor who committed the offense on August 31st. In addition to other charges, we have filed attempted murder, including allegations of personal discharge of a firearm and personal and intentional discharge of that firearm. We have also charged assault with a semi-automatic firearm, as well as an attempted second-degree robbery charge. We expect- expect him to be arraigned tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. at the Youth Guidance Center here in San Francisco. And again, at this time, because we are dealing with a minor, there is very little that I can share beyond what I have just said with respect to the charges and with respect to how things will move forward. I'm happy to answer any questions.
But he will be charged as an adult then?
At this time, the charges will be filed in the juvenile court. No longer under California law can a district attorney choose to file those charges against a minor in adult court. The only mechanism for that is to request a transfer hearing, which requires that a judge rule on the minor's fitness to be transferred to adult court, which essentially means that the juvenile system would not be equipped to rehabilitate that minor. So going forward, my office will review the case more closely to determine whether or not we will seek that fitness hearing.
How long until you make that decision?
The amount of time that we have to decide whether to seek that petition depends on the speed at which the defendant proceeds with the case. So tomorrow, the defense will be able to make a determination of whether they want to move forward on a speedy trial basis, meaning they can invoke his right to a speedy trial, which entitles him to a trial within 30 days. If they proceed in that fashion, then we will have to make a decision within that 30-day period. If they decide to waive time, essentially waive that right to a 30-day trial, then we will have additional time to have that consideration.
So, long story short, it's a lot of bureaucratic nonsense that goes along with this. But also on top of that, it doesn't seem like they're going to. Now, I can't say for sure. I will stay on top of this story. It doesn't seem like they're going to seek to charge him as an adult, okay? Meanwhile, over in Forest Park, a small community actually coming in from Chicago, this is the suspect. This is the person that wind up shooting at least four people and killing four people as they slept overnight on a Chicago train. This is what they know.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Williams.
And I'm Erica Sargent. We begin with breaking news. A 30-year-old Chicago man now charged with shooting and killing four sleeping passengers on a Blue Line train yesterday.
We have team coverage of this big development in the investigation. We begin with Tara Molina. She is live at the Forest Park Blue Line stop with the breaking details. Tara.
Forest Park police just announced these charges. 30-year-old Ronnie Davis is charged with four counts of first-degree murder. This mugshot just given to us.
Wait, how old is this guy?
With four counts of first charges, 30. Forest Park police just announced these charges. 30-year-old Ronnie Davis is charged with four counts of first degree murder. This mugshot just given to us by.
Usual suspect. What else is new? Neck tattoos, nappy hair, hoodie. Fits the description. Who would have thunk it? Who would have figured it out? What? Process of elimination. I told y'all I would have bet the bank on it, and I would have been richer.
Police who have been holding him since yesterday morning, shortly after this shooting. We found Davis has been arrested several times since 2014. That year, he was sentenced to 2 years probation for a misdemeanor battery charge and pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct in 2020. We've also learned more about the people he's accused of killing on the train. Two of the four victims have been identified. 28-year-old Simeon Bahisi died of multiple gunshots. The medical examiner said his address is unknown. 60-year-old Adrian Collins died of a gunshot wound in the abdomen. Again, no address given at this time.
Homeless.
The two other victims haven't been identified, but we know one is a 64-year-old woman and a 52-year-old man.
Homeless. So he was basically on a train, walking through and killing the most vulnerable amongst us. A 28-year-old, a 60-year-old, a 64-year-old, and a 52-year-old. He was basically going in there and shooting the most vulnerable amongst us. That's long story short. It's some true monsters. It's some real fellas need to be careful, but women. Oh, we y'all need to be very, 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 very careful.
The end of the Blue Line, the Forest Park Blue Line stop, is where CTA workers discovered four bodies around 5:30 Monday morning.
They probably did it earlier on the line.
One died at a nearby hospital. Police tell me all four people were believed to be sleeping on train cars at the time of the shooting. And again, police say 30-year-old Ronnie Davis of Chicago pulled the trigger. Davis got away, but Forest Park police worked with CTA security to share his description through surveillance video. And Chicago police found him and the gun he used on a CTA Pink Line train, immediately brought him into custody. Cameras on the trains captured all of this. Its video, I'm told, is shocking, and it will be used as evidence. Here's our legal analyst, Irv Miller.
It's usual to have a multiple killing on a CTA train. The CTA has more cameras, high-definition cameras, than any other place in the entire county. So somebody had to basically say, I'm going to do this, and I don't care if I get caught.
We've been in constant communication with Forest Park Police today, checking in with them throughout the day, and I'm told we're going to hear from them, CTA officials.
It's just horrible. It's just a bad time right now. It's just really, really bad. I would label him a serial killer. Oh, I need to change that. Oh, no. I'm good, Carrie. This is just a part of it. I wasn't changing it on this one. This was just all a part of the same segment. I'm not going to change that at all. But it is. It's a lot of things that's going on out here in the streets. It's just bad. This is an additional segment to this one segment that's basically highlighting all of the crime that's going on and all of the people that are doing some of the most heinous crimes in our society. So thank you, Carrie, for noticing. But I wasn't. This is just an extra that I wanted to add as a part of this, in addition to the Ricky Pearsall shooting and a 17-year-old that committed that heinous crime against him. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let me.